This is the Seabed Daily Text, soundtrack, How a Song Must Become About More Than Green Beer. Hear Psalm 86 sung to the tune of, O God, our help in ages past, and sing along.
Save me, I trust in thee. Have mercy, Lord, I call to you all day with my heart full. Restore my joy, for unto you, O Lord, I lift my soul. For you are good and gracious, Lord, and ready to forgive. And you abound in love to all who call on you to live. Oh, hear my prayer, Lord, I cry for mercy unto thee. When trouble comes, I call to you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there's none like you, for all nations you have made will come and worship reverently. They will bring glory to your name, O Lord, they'll worship thee. For you alone are great, O Lord, and marvelous are your deeds. For you alone are God, O Lord, your glory all exceeds. Teach me your way, Lord, and I'll walk in your truth all my days. Give me an undivided heart to fear your name always. O Lord, my God, with all my heart, But you, O Lord, are merciful and full of graciousness, to anger slow, abundant in both love and faithfulness. O turn to me with mercy. Give me a sign of good from you, so that my foes will see and be ashamed. For you, O Lord, do help and comfort me.
Consider this. In North America, the month of March offers all sorts of variety. There's the NCAA basketball tournament and March Madness. Then there's Lent. And of course, somewhere along the way, March became associated with wind and flying kites. March 3rd is the feast day of celebration in the Anglican Church for John and Charles Wesley. And don't forget to beware the ominous Ides of March, that fateful day marking the assassination of Julius Caesar. Tucked away in March, we also find St. Patrick's Day. The interesting thing about St. Patrick's Day is how it has become about wearing green and drinking green beer and four-leaf clovers and parades and virtually everything else but St. Patrick himself. It seems like our little green friend, Master Yoda, should at least get honorable mention on St. Paddy's Day, doesn't it? Nevertheless, I think the best way we could possibly celebrate St. Patrick's Day would be for all the followers of Jesus to walk out into the streets at high noon and together declare the prayer that has come to be known as the breastplate of St. Patrick. It would be an awe-inspiring thing to behold. The body of Christ collectively taking up her shield of faith. Then we would move on to a stadium-styled liturgy of Ephesians 6 and Paul's admonition to put on the full armor of God. But I'm getting carried away now. As with so much of history, the breastplate of St. Patrick has been reduced to its sound bites by now. I'm talking about tracking out the whole shebang, witches, smiths, wizards, poison, drowning, burning, and all. Nothing like this ancient prayer brings faith to the fore as a shield. And this is what faith is, a real live shield, not a sentimental hopefulness, but a spirit-fueled, tangible reality. Faith is palpable protection. You know it when you see it. It brings me to Song 86. As I sing it through, it strikes me that the singer here is armoring up with a great shield of faith. Consider the first two lines. Hear me, O Lord, and answer me. I'm poor and in great need. Come guard my life, you are my God. Save me, I trust in thee. The song goes on to pile on layer after layer of the character, history, attributes and nature of the Almighty. Promise rises up into prophecy, and protection becomes a song of deliverance. The great irony of a shield of faith is that it makes the bearer look even more vulnerable. Get a picture of David in your mind in his bout with the giant. The shield will appear deceptively invisible to the enemy. The great relief of the shield of faith is the way it graces us with the power to lay down all our tired strategies of self-protection. Self-protection in exchange for God's protection. It's a pretty good deal. Ask yourself, share with another, is faith really a shield for you? Can you recount a situation where it was? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.